This is the GOAT Level Podcast with your host, the GOAT, the legend, the hero, Van Pugh.
We lost the Oklahoma fake. I don't know what life is right now.
Come on, man.
I'm still like, ain't no way, boy. Ain't no way. How in the world we lose to this team? They are not that good. I'm serious. Well, you know what? I'll tell you how. It's not because of the refs. I don't blame refs on this show. The Lions and the Packers are on right now, and the Packers are up 20-6. And the Packers really could have delivered the knockout blow. They was 4th-1 on the Lions, like 20-something, and they didn't get it. Jordan Love kind of fumbled a snap. Dylan ran into Jordan Love, and then Dylan got tackled in the backfield. I'm like, you know, they could have did the tush push. They could have did the brotherly shove, but obviously not everyone can do it. Not everyone can easily get 4th-1 yardage and get like 3 yards. See, you can't be like the bird. And that is the word. See, man, if y'all were anything like the bird, you would have easily got that. And it would be 27-6 right now for like 3 quarters. And then the Cowboys just ran away with it. They just, I mean, come on. Come on now. Turpin catching a deep touchdown. Come on now. That's ridiculous. Brandon Cooks caught one. Man, they playing around. They jumping into Salvation Army kettle. They eating turkey legs in the end zone. Come on, man. You got to put up a better fight than that. I mean, come on. Like I said on Instagram, it got so bad, I had to put on table tennis. Commanders, a.k.a. the Washington sitcom, was looking terrible. And I was rooting for them. Like I do every time they play the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Most of the time they lose. Sometimes they win. Man, the Eagles made Debo look like Michael Jordan.
What? Come on, man.
He had 3 touchdowns. He had like about 200 total yards. Like, this guy killed us. He absolutely destroyed us. And he talked the most trash out of everyone on both teams. He talked the most trash, and he had the best game. And that's what infuriates me. Okay, Seahawks, stop this. Punt the ball, get it to the 8-yard line. I thought, surely, Drew Lock cannot drive down the field with 1 timeout, down 4, I believe. There's no way. There's no chance. Yet he did exactly that. That's crazy. I mean, well, the very first pass, it was a little 2-3 yard pass to Noah Fant. The ball bounces off his hands. Byard is right there. There's 2 defenders right there. But Byard was there, and the ball goes over his head. I was like, we had to have that one. Just imagine if he would have caught that. I'm pretty sure he goes into the end zone. And it's 24-13. There's no way Drew Lock comes back from that. 24-13, 1 timeout? There's no way. But Byard didn't catch it. And it was just a theme for that whole drive. The defense just didn't want to be great. We get it to 3rd down. And once again, we can't stop a slant route or a drag route. That's been a theme all season. And, you know, DK Metcalf caught that. DK Metcalf caught a big pass down the sideline to get them around midfield. And that one should have been picked. I think Drew Lock read single high safety. You know, he ran a single high coverage. I think that's what it looked like. He read that, and it looked like DK Metcalf was 1-on-1, the safety in the middle of the field. He threw it. He threw it up. It was underthrown. Okay, Bradbury was a step behind, and Sidney Brown was like a half a step behind coming from the middle of the field. DK Metcalf catches that. That should have been picked. I see why people are mad at Bradbury. That could have been picked. One of those guys should have picked that. I caught y'all. Y'all are not respecting the bird. And that is absurd. Y'all gonna get this work, man. I'm telling you. Bro, the Cowboys and the 49ers overrated.
Facts.
Playoff game planning and intensity will be their downfall. Sure, they're playing well now. Dak Prescott's playing well. Brock Purdy's playing well. Christian McCaffrey, just anytime he's healthy, he cooks. Like, he's been that guy from the beginning. But I don't care. They ain't all that. The bird is still worth. And I'm telling you, once they fix this defense, y'all in trouble. This is arguably the best Texas team since 09. Arguably. We'll see. Arguably. I had a Texas grad that I played flag football with. He told me that we're too small. We don't have a chance. Our recruiting has to catch up. Y'all not that good. Quinn Ewers is too good. This is what I heard from one Texas fan. So I can't imagine what the rest of them are saying. It is like our offense too good. Y'all defense is pretty much mid. All that. I'm sure some OU people are saying that in doubt and fear. But when it comes to the Sooners, it's magic. Sooner magic. Man, I'm telling you, we got this.
Y'all got to stop with all these training camp headlines. We talking about practice. Seriously, cut it out. It's hot. Teammates are tired of hitting each other. They're competitive. So, of course, this stuff is going to happen. Y'all just really want these games to begin so we can start betting and fantasy football and watching games with our friends and family. I mean, we just would just claw and grasp at the bits for anything. Come on.
Tara McGone. We had her. She was the hero of the Kansas City game. She was cooking until she gave up an own goal. That was the third goal. Other than that, she was cooking. Her slide tackles were on the one, like the ribs they were serving, and the chicken and the sauce.
Yeah, that brother's starving.
Just saying. But hey, you know, they'll bounce back. You know, this is a good team. Kind of fell back a little bit with the Portland loss and now the Orlando loss. But they'll be fine. Especially when we get our girls back, I guess, in September. I mean, they're at the World Cup right now. But I guess they're coming back in September, maybe October. Be fine. And they're still a threat to win it all. They have the talent. But that was bad. That was a bad showing. But the food was good. Prime. Come on, Prime. Eli Aomainer killed y'all. 13 receptions, 294 yards, 3 touchdowns, and the moss of the century over Travis Hunter.
Damn!
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. He's playing borderline all-star level. He's not going to make it, but close to that all-star level. You know what I'm saying? He is one of the bright spots, for sure. We just got to hope for the best with the Wizards because these guys are just, oh, boy. Oh, boy. Man, if they could guard a piece of chicken, they would at least have 5 wins right now and not 2.
Facts.
The Wizards drafted Bilal Coulibaly and Tristan Vukovic.
I'm back once again with Ben and Ryan. And I gotta say before we start, the Eagles suck. The Eagles are not better than the Cowboys. The Cowboys are really good. And it could have been in the Super Bowl. But the Eagles suck. So I had to get that out of the way. Now, what do you guys think about? What did you guys think about the Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, basically, just Patrick Mahomes was just Patrick Mahomes, and the Eagles just proved what I've been saying all year, that they are not as good as people think they are. And when it comes time to crunch time, they're just don't have that clutch gene. And I mean, I've been saying that all year.
Oh my God. It took you forever to be right. Just that close. Well,
I mean, I'll say this because I'm not going to mean it, even though I had that little bet with Ryan. The Cowboys are the best team in the NFL, but at the same time, they are the best team at choking every year and not making it to the, Super Bowl.
Oh my God. Yeah, true. I mean, they haven't been past the second round forever.
Well, I mean, at least we're not as bad of a choking as the Eagles are, at least.
Oh, come on, man.
As coaches, we failed to get through to them. As coaches, we failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends. 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 Fat little girlfriends.
We had them. In the words of the great Dennis Green, they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook. But we crawl our way back in it. And then Kansas kind of pulled away. Well, there's a little bit of a difference between last year and this year. See, last year, it was back and forth, bucket for bucket. Then Kansas got like an 8-point lead. And then we brought it back, and then Clements hit a big three to put them up 5. And they kind of kept us at arm's length, but we were able to get one last shot to tie the game, and we missed. This year, around that time, we go up 10. And I'm thinking, this is it. We finally got them. It's 81-71. We call timeout. And I'm like, no, they call a timeout. And I'm like, we finally got them. It's finally going to happen. 5 minutes to go. And then it happened. 18-4 run by Kansas.
Game over.
Our only two buckets was a goaltend and 2 free throws.
Damn!
And then Kansas wins. I'm just paraphrasing, or some voodoo magic happens and then Kansas wins. It's just impossible to win there. That's what my cousin-in-law's uncle said last year at the Super Bowl party. And that's what Carrington Harrison said on 6:10 a.m. Kansas City. It's just when you go in Allen Fieldhouse, you can't leave it into the hands of the refs because you're going to lose. And that's exactly what happened the last 2 years. Leaving it in the refs' hands and you can't execute down the stretch. Both seasons, we take terrible shots at the end of the game and we just refuse to play defense and get a rebound. The refs didn't help, but we have to execute better.
Or maybe I should have just analyzed it a little more. Even my friend Emily, a Wisconsin fan, like she even said Purdue was overrated. She didn't have them making it out the first weekend. Maybe it was a Big Ten thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Big Ten is always seems to be overrated in the tournament for whatever reason, except for Michigan, Michigan State, the only ones that can seem to win the tournament. The Big Ten.
You think that's because of like coaching or recruits? Or, I mean, it's weird because they come in there with some good teams every year.
It's probably might be style of play too.
Yeah,
we don't really have the shooting, you know, like they don't have the. They don't want to see having a guard play either. I mean,
right.
And it might be recruiting, but I mean, Michigan State, Michigan, they both recruit decently, but they don't like get the top end talent that the Duke and the Kansases and Kentuckys of the world that they get. But I mean, it's because you got top end talent doesn't mean you're going to win the championship. Because none of those teams have done too great lately. Is it the plan or not?
I sincerely doubt it, and half the fan base wants us to tank, and they're mad that we're winning any type of games. Huh. It's too late to tank. Like I said in the last episode, it's too late to tank. We won too much. And now they're trying to extend Porzingis. Now we really just put the tanking out the window. So anybody we draft in this draft is probably going to be a role player for a little bit.
I mean, you can tank, but you're not going to get any top-line players.
No, we need Orlando Magic in 1994 type of luck. Yeah. When they got Penny Hardaway with one ping pong ball. We need that type of luck. So I doubt they're going to make it.
Last thing about football. Listen, the Washington sitcom got Eric Bieniemy. No, actually, I mean Eric the enemy. Eric the enemy not only beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl, but now he's on the division rival.
What?
I'm sick. Objectively, this is a home run hire for the Commanders. Like, they were in the 20s on offense. Totally. So this is an upgrade. But you still have to play the games. And everything about this group, this era of the Commanders, still says 7-10, 8-9, even with Eric the enemy. You still have to get past the bird. Because the bird is the word. And Commanders, you in trouble. You not messing with us. I don't care who the quarterback. I don't care who the coordinator is. You still have to see us. I know you have confidence because you won that game in Philly, even though you should have lost, even with the four turnovers. Yeah, without the four turnovers, you definitely lose that game. So don't get carried away because Jalen Hurts is coming. He's coming to your neighborhood, and he gonna cook your team. And I promise, that's on everything I look. So you can have Eric the enemy. You gonna take the L when we see each other. And put your left hand down. And know your role. Just gotta remind you. Just gotta remind you.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the GOAT Level Podcast. Make sure you share, subscribe, and get money.